A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the Student Stock Exchange. The SSX was founded 10 years ago by teacher Francis Scardera at Loyola High School in an in-school project that has now expanded to include three other schools. And they're looking for even more participants for upcoming year number 11. Francis Scardera is back with us this weekend. Francis, how did this year's edition pan out?
Well, the big winner this year with regards to the Entrepreneur of the Year award went to Steamware from Herzliya High School. And I think this year what's interesting is when you look at the big winners, a lot of them had nothing to do with food. In the past, food was always the big winner. And this year it seems like clothing, such as T-shirts from Steamware. And when you look at warrior wear, boxers were the big thing as well in terms of clothing. So these two teams certainly changed the landscape of the Student Stock Exchange.
Did you think 10 years ago you'd be here today getting ready for year number 11?
No, absolutely not. I think, you know, the first year I put the project together, it was really as a way to give the kids a bit of hands-on experience and a bit of a way of reviewing the whole year, you know, kind of putting a finishing touches on the year. And then I think it was only maybe 2-3 years ago that we started to think, you know, it would be interesting if we could turn it into something where we're just like a science fair where we can compete with other schools. And I think what's been nice about this is that the quality of the project has really gone up. In other words, you know, the quality of advertising, for instance, you know, this year the level of radio commercials, the quality of the kiosks or the booths, for instance, were outstanding.
Francis, this year you had four schools involved, a total of, I think it was 35 teams participating. Approximately how many students are we talking about by way of participants?
And that's roughly just a little under 300 students. And that's up considerably from what we used to have. And even in terms of selling shares, you know, I always joke about the first time we sold shares 10 years ago. It took us 2.5 days to sell shares. And we, at that point, almost had to beg people to buy shares, and we throw in freebies. Today, we sell 3,000 shares in less than 30 minutes.
There's a charitable angle to all this, as at least half of the profits, more if the teams want, must go to charity. While all of the stats are not yet in, Loyola High School alone raised over $6,000. If you're a teacher or a student interested in getting your school involved, you can get more information online at studentstockexchange.com. Business continues at 26 and 56 on 940 News.